And now the KWGS local news at 5:31. 17 years after leaving prison, Claremore criminal justice reform advocate Rhonda Bear receives a pardon from the governor.
Governor Kevin Stitt signed Bear's pardon in front of a packed house at She Brews, her coffee shop in Claremore that helps women leaving prison re-enter society. Bear says the pardon doesn't necessarily change anything for her now.
But I'm hoping that I paved the way for the men and women coming behind me to know that they can get their pardon, that just because they wear the label of felon doesn't mean that it has to stop them from accomplishing anything.
Bear says she's working with lawmakers on a bill that will automatically expunge someone's record when they're pardoned. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
We have had three law enforcement-involved shootings in the last 36 hours. The latest was last night when a woman was shot by Tulsa police when she lunged at them with a knife. She is expected to recover. A Tahlequah man was shot and killed by Cherokee Marshals after shooting his wife, and federal marshals shot and killed a 20-year-old man at Henrietta they were trying to take into custody. We are into the 20s this morning, but that's going to be warm compared to where we're going next week. Tulsa Fire Captain Andy Little says be sure your home smoke detector is working as you attempt to stay warm.
Two out of three fire deaths in homes did not have working smoke alarms.
If you don't have one, the fire department will give you one. The Tulsa Health Department tells the owners of the Chateau 68 apartments to either fix the heat or have the residents move out. Residents at the 68th and South Lewis complex have been complaining of no heat. Tulsa is a dementia-friendly city. Mayor Bynum says the designation means our first responders have been trained to recognize people with dementia.
Over 700 Tulsa police officers have gone through this training so that when they're out in the field, they can better serve our neighbors with dementia.
The program stresses how to deal with people with memory loss. A Tulsa dental clinic is offering free services tomorrow to area veterans. Dr. Melissa French is a dentist at the Tulsa Hills Dental Clinic.
We're doing extractions, fillings, or cleanings to all veterans that come in with their veteran identification.
The hours are 8 to 3 tomorrow. The clinic at 71st and Olympia. Our weather forecast, sunshine and cool today, 49 for a high, clear, not so cold tonight, 37 for a low. Now partly clear and 28. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.